When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tell this, but we don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a 6-ring cane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, we're reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the 6-ring champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad, the 6-ring cane show, the 6-ring cane show, the 6-rings cane show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the 6-rings cane show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Late night edition of the 6-ring cane show. The 6-ring
cane show. I mean, look, we don't need to name names or point fingers or do anything like that. I don't see how that's useful. It's counterproductive to me. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
It ain't my fault.
Look, whose fault it is, it is not, whoever.
It's irrelevant, right? It doesn't matter.
Not important.
Not important. Oh, man, what's going on? Everybody?
It's not hypocritical for me to rail about Mario's clock management and then show up almost an hour late to the show. You know, listen. You know, water under the bridge.
What are you going to do? That's all right. It's all forgiven already. We're done. We're good. Welcome back. We've got wide receivers, tight ends, and offensive linemen today. I know myself and Blue got a couple of things that we got to handle today a little later tonight, so We're gonna get things going real quick.
Blue, before we can hold off. DJ and I can, since you guys got to drop a little earlier. DJ and I can cover the tight ends after you leave. I mean, that's DJ's show anyway. So
I mean, who else better to ask to do the tight ends?
Yeah, so maybe we'll do wide receivers and O line. Then you guys can get out here and we'll cover tight ends after.
Although I will say this, Elijah Lofton. All right, that's my sleeper tight end.
I mean, we already covered him on running back. So
I know, right? He's just like everywhere.
You know what? When we get to kickers, like in case Morgales goes down, you know, Elijah Lofton.
He's probably a pretty good kicker too, right? Oh man, that would be something else. You want to get it going with wide receivers first, Vish? I think that's it's been a topic of conversation for quite a while. I know, you know, the running theme was for a little bit this offseason was, do we have that number one guy, that guy that's gonna come in and do what a Charleston Ramble did a few years back, right? I know Blue mentioned that last week as well. Well, we've all mentioned it. ad nauseum at this point on these shows, but it's true, right? We've got a guy like Restrepo, who's obviously, you know, considered one of the top tier wide receivers in the country. However, he's not that take the top off the defense, you know, Marvin Harrison type, right? He's your slot guy that is going to be reliable. He's going to catch you a ton of balls. He's got great hands. He runs really good routes. He's not slow. I'm not saying he's slow. He's quick, right? He gets open when others can't get open. He finds a way to get things done. And you need that guy, right? That's your old reliable, which is very important in this offense as well. You got to have a guy that you can always find that's going to be open. But do you have that guy that's going to take the top off the defense? You know, you're going to be able to throw, a go. Just let it go. Let it fly. And he's going to go over there and make a play. He's going to, in the red zone, you're going to be able to throw a fade route to him. And he's going to jump over everybody and just snatch the ball, right? Things like that, you know, on a tough third and long, is he the guy that's going to break for, you know, a post for a touchdown, for a 50-yard touchdown throw, right? That's the kind of guy that we're potentially could be missing here. Now you got a guy, you know, got a guy that came in the transfer portal. You have some development of some other players, and you got one of the top wide receivers in the country, recruit wise, that's coming in as well. So we've got a lot of receivers in that room right now. I want to start off with you, Vish, first, because, you know, the wide receiver, it's an important position in this offense, particularly, you know, the way Shannon Dawson likes to run things. You've got obviously one of the top quarterbacks in the country now. So how does this wide receiver room shape up for you? Who do you think is that guy that can kind of break out and be that number one guy? So on and so forth.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're hoping Jacoby George is consistent. He's shown, you know, at times that ability, and then, you know, at other times, you know, it's kind of not been as focused as you'd like, and, you know, had some maturity issues. But then, you know, playing Florida State, which is the best team we played last year, and he's potentially the best player on the field, you know, that is saying something. So, yeah, I think he's the guy I'm looking to step up as kind of the top guy. Although I will say, again, you led with him. Restrepo probably going to be the most productive guy overall, but not someone that they're necessarily going to roll defensive coverage to take away. I think Jacoby's that guy. I could name others, but I'm going to leave some. There's an incoming player I think we're all excited for, but, you know, I already said Jacoby, so I will not mention the names, so that way Blue and DJ can get in there, but I'm assuming they will mention the guy I'm talking about. And as Jazz is on mute.
Blue, go ahead and mention the guy.
Who's Samuel Brown? Or Josiah Trader.
Oh, it's clearly
Night Carr.
I was going with JoJo, but anyway.
Well, Night Carr comes in probably just as decorated. But Josiah, definitely Samuel Brown, I think, brings a lot of experience and probably could be that it factor. Knows the offense, runs it very well. Yeah, I like to see a little bit more from Robbie Washington this year. Like to see a little bit more from Ray Joseph. And you never know about Jacoby George. He just hasn't really been consistent, and now he's a senior. So, but kid, I think that could really make a difference this year is Samuel Brown. Experienced, knows the offense.
Yeah, I think that's the guy that I was thinking about. Sam Brown coming from Houston, you know, was obviously one of, if not the number one guy over in Houston for a little bit. Also, understands this offense, has played in under Coach Dawson before when Dawson was at Houston a couple years ago as well. So I think that he's going to come in right away, not have to really learn this offense per se, right? He knows it. He knows Dawson. He knows Coach Dawson. He understands what is going to be asked of him on this offense. And I think that, you know, he comes in and puts his foot down and makes his mark as the number one receiver right off the bat. So I think I'm pretty excited. I don't know what happened to Blue there. He disappeared, but I know he had to go soon, but I don't think that's why he left. But I could be wrong. There he is.
I don't
there
know.
He is. There There's he
a,
is.
We have lightning, so a little bit.
Could have been.
a power surge.
Yeah, we've had some nasty weather here today. So, but yeah, I think I like him. I think, again, you know, you've got some young guys, Blue mentioned JoJo Trader and Nykar, Chance Robinson, another kid, a big kid, 6'2", 6'3", another big body receiver that's got a lot of potential, you know, to come in from a prestigious program like St. Thomas and make his name known. He did come in later than the rest. So that, I think, puts him a little bit behind the eight ball. You've also got some guys that are here now that need to prove themselves a little bit, right? You got to have Ray Joseph come in and do some things. You've got to have Jacoby George, you mentioned, right? There's some other receivers that are here. Shamar Kirk is a kid who put on in spring, right? Like, he showed out in spring big time. He came in as a transfer portal kid a couple of years ago, and last year didn't get a lot of playing time, but this year he might be a guy out there that Cam Ward is really comfortable with, right? So those are all, I think at the end of the day, Coach Dawson is going to put in who Cam Ward is comfortable with as well, who understands this offense the best. And if it's Shamar Kirk, I'm okay. He showed that he can play a little bit, man. As you mentioned, one of the Washington brothers, what was it, Robbie Washington? Is Robbie, the wideout. Yeah. Robbie Washington, the wideout. You know, he's another kid that's got elite speed. He can go get it. He's another big kid, right? 6'1", 6'2". You know, big, strong kid that I think he needs to show a little bit as well. You don't have room. I mean, I didn't even mention Michael Redding, who's still on the team. But, you know, I think at this
23rd year.
Yeah, he's at this point, him and McCormick are battling it out for who gets the most degrees
Who gets the Social Security check first.
So Redding graduated. I assumed he was just sticking around through spring ball to get his degree, but
maybe still... yeah.
No, but I mean he would have left. He's here. Like, I was wrong.
From an academic standpoint, he and Restrepo have the highest.
He was rocking it academically. So I thought, okay, he's not going to transfer in spring because he graduated.
We're call him Dr. Redding soon.
I mean, he graduated in the spring, and I assumed he would leave this summer, but he's still here. So.
No, I think he's doing his residency here at UHealth, and so so he might as well play.
Yeah, right.
No, look, you got a lot of names. You got a lot of depth. You got a lot of good players, right? I think right now. DJ, I think that your starting three, your XYZ, is probably in my mind. I'm going to go Restrepo, George, and Sam Brown. I think those are my top three guys.
Yeah.
Who are you guys? Who are the guys that you're looking at, DJ, that could make an impact here? Maybe not. I mean, we know Restrepo, and we know Jacoby George. Who are some of the other guys that maybe you're looking
Isaiah
at?
Isaiah Horton.
Isaiah Horton. Yeah, I didn't even mention him, and he had a great spring as well.
One of the guys I'm looking at is Ray Ray, and I know we mentioned him already, but when you look at his dynamic athletic ability in terms of especially what he did at the high school level, he wasn't only a wide receiver. He was able to run routes out of the backfield. He was able to, you know, return kicks both at the high school and here at Miami, like that type of thing. So that versatility and that speed, he showed it a little bit last season. I believe he had over 250 all-purpose yards, and now it's about, you know, I want to see him take the next step in his development as a wide receiver, because his speed is something you can't teach, and he's a very good football player. Now it's just about continuing to build on it and translating it to the collegiate level, and I'm looking for him to take a really big step this season.
I think we're all excited to see what he's going to do. I totally agree with you on that, man. You know, and to be quite honest with you, there's some guys, Blue, Vish, that are maybe not labeled wide receivers, but you're going to see a lot out there, right? The Chris Johnsons of the world. Maybe you see a Hellcat line up in the slot or something. They're gonna utilize their fastest guys out there to make sure they create mismatches. I wouldn't be surprised if you see guys like Chris Johnson come in. In certain packages where they use, you know, kind of like they put four or five wide receiver set out there, you know, motion him to the slot and use him on a seam route or something crazy like that. I can see that. I can definitely see that happening. So if you had to choose right now, Vish, who are your starting three wide receivers?
Yeah, it's definitely Jacoby and X. And then the third one, I think will probably be Sam Brown. I think that's my expectation. I will say, just on your previous comment, I think what you're saying is, you know, intellectually true. We've been saying for you, we've had like athletes, and they're like, oh, they gotta find a way to get them. They just never do.
That's true.
I don't know. Maybe we play too many video games. It's like it's very easy to plug and play, and actual football is more difficult than that. But I feel like, you know, the whole concept of we got to – I mean, we saw it. I guess, you know what? I will chat that a little bit. Last year with Burchard, I think we finally started finding ways to get him the ball. Not prior enough. To that, yeah, well, I mean, he's now, you know, at SMU with everyone else. But I feel like in the past we've had explosive plays like, oh, we just got to find a way to get him the ball. There should be a package. We don't really seem to be a package school.
No.
So I don't know. Chris Johnson's never played here before, so it'd be hard to kind of wedge him in as out of position a little bit. But, you know, I'm definitely in agreement with you that, hey, you know, he's fast. Get him a damn ball. Yeah. Let's figure that out. Let's figure there's got to be
a way to get him the ball. Glimpses, though. We saw a little bit last year. I think he scored a touchdown on a nice, you know, bounce out where he bounced it outside and he just took.
Yeah, he had some good work early in the year. He got a bunch of carries against Temple and showed out well. Like, I mean, but you know, this is real time again. First game's a real game, so.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Blue, who are your starting three?
I say it's Sammy Brown at the X, Jacoby Brown at the Z, and Restrepo.
Yeah. I think the only thing that's going to stop Jacoby Brown from starting, because he's too good, right? I mean, you saw him, how good he can be, is himself. If he starts eating crap and he, you know, during, you know, I mean, practice starts anytime now, right, Vish? Like, when does training camp start?
I think we're a couple of weeks out still. So.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks out? 2 weeks out, yeah, then you've got 3 or 4 weeks to get prepared for Florida. If he doesn't come in ready and prepared, it's going to be Isaiah Horton, because you know Sam Brown's coming in ready to go. You know Restrepo, the hardest working guy on that team is Xavier Restrepo. That's without a doubt. So you know those two are going to be set. You know guys like JoJo Trader and Ray Ray and all these other guys are chomping at the bit to start or to get significant playing time. So Jacoby messes around and he does what he did at the end of the last season. I think Zay Horton is the guy there, right? He showed that he can come in and he can be productive. So, and he's a big kid, 6'4", 220. He's grown. He's got better. I think he's still going to get a lot of significant playing time either way. But I think that's going to be the biggest question mark for me is can Jacoby George stay out of his own way?
That's a fair question.
We'll see what happens there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, by the way, before we even go further, Kings had a really nice pickup of one of the best cornerbacks in the country this past weekend in Jabari Antoine. Did I say that right? Jabari Antoine?
Yeah.
Cornerback out of Louisiana.
He stood me up tonight, but that's okay.
Did he really? Not surprising, right?
You know, off to a great start.
Yeah, right? Jabari Antoine is a big-time cornerback prospect out of Louisiana. You know, took him from some high-profile schools like LSU and some others in Florida State and whatnot. So really nice pickup for the Canes there. Moves them into, like, the top six or top seven in recruiting already. And they still got a couple guys that they're going to be looking at soon. So I think keep an eye out on that because they may be landing a couple more guys when it's all said and done before the season starts. Speaking of before the season starts, and getting some more guys. I think one position that I think Miami is still recruiting hard is the offensive line. However, this year's offensive line team, offensive line group, is one that's getting a lot of recognition. You've got a transfer coming in, and Zach Carpenter, who's more than likely going to be your starting center. You got some big uglies in on the inside in McCoy and Cooper, and maybe even a guy like Samson Okunlola. And then on the outside, you've got potentially one of the – I mean, he's regarded as one of the best left tackles in the game right now, Jaylen Rivers. And then at right tackle, you got your last year's freshman phenom in Francis Maunoa. So at least that's what I think the starting lineup is going to be. Right now, as it stands right now, it looks like those are going to be your guys. What – I don't want to say what concerns me the most, but what the question marks are, who's going to play where if they need to take a break, or if they're, God forbid, is there an injury? You've got some depth now. You've built a little bit of depth, Blue.
Markell Bell,
probably. Yeah, who are the guys? Yeah, who are the guys that you can kind of see stepping in case?
I think Markell Bell will be a guy probably that could go in to possibly Rivers. You got Tommy Kinsler, who I think is going to be pretty special. Ryan Rodriguez, in case they need, you know, at center. I'm sure Carpenter is going to be, you know, he brings the experience. Luis Cristobal's there, you know, for his final season. Matt McCoy, I think you just mentioned. So I think I mean, you got, like you said, I think it would be fair to think that Jaylen Rivers and Samson Okunlola, Zach Carpenter, obviously at the center spot, Anez Cooper, I would think would be at the right guard, and then Maunoa at the right tackle.
So you think Okunlola starts over Matt McCoy at left guard, which I'm okay with also if he's ready to go.
I think Matt McCoy was working at tackle this spring.
It's just going to be hard to put him at tackle right now, considering the guys you have out there, right? So
right.
You find a spot for him and bring him inside.
Yeah, I mean, I think Markell Bell would be a good a kid. I watched him, and I think he's ready, you know, for some significant playing time. And Tommy Kinsler's worked extremely hard.
That's my dark horse. I think he's got an opportunity.
Yeah, he's worked really hard, but he'd have to battle for that left guard position with Samson. So, I mean, you go five, you probably go 8-9 deep during a game. So a lot of these kids are going to all see some playing time.
Right.
You know, it's not like, I mean, obviously some, you know, like Georgia has three lines. It's like a hockey team.
Yeah. But, well, listen, you've got some guys that are developing still. Antonio Tripp, Derek Paz. I think those, I mean, Frankie Tinalau, I know he's been battling some injuries. But those are some guys that are still back there too. Yeah, they're still young. They're still learning a lot. Vish, he mentioned it, right? Some of these big-time schools have, you know, they're 2.5, 3 deep. Miami's almost there. Miami's probably, I would say, they're 2 deep right now. They've got enough. They've got enough firepower at that offensive line position where they're going to be competitive with their first and their second lines. I think they're good enough to be able to plug in and play some guys. And to be honest with you, I know this is not the popular opinion, but I think Luis Cristobal is a guy. He may not be as athletically gifted as some of these other guys.
But he's
experienced and he's smart, right? He's a smart kid.
He's been around, you know, understands the game. His uncle played line, so he's been around it.
So I don't think he's going to be as much of a liability as maybe he once was. I think he's gotten better. I think he's gotten a little bit stronger. And I think that from an IQ perspective, it's there. The physical, maybe not so much. I mean, he's smaller. He's not as strong. But I think that there's certain things that he could do that could benefit this team. I think that if you play him for a whole game, you're screwed. But I think not at all.
He's in that starting lineup. But you know what? Because I got to run. I just think that you got more, like you said, they got more depth. They're solid in their front line. Their backups are a work in progress. They lack experience, playing time. Before I go, I know that Vish and DJ are going to do the tight ends, but I'll just give you one guy, Elijah Lofton. All right, guys, I got to – See you later. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya. You got it.
See you, man.
Yeah, Vish. Yeah, I mean, he.
So I would say we got like 1.5 lines. I don't think you want to go to like the 9th and 10th guys at this point. And I'll also say, look, it's a small sample size. Luis Cristobal is a disaster in the bowl game. I mean, I don't look. It was on a baseball field that was muddy. Like, there's all sorts of reasons why that could be, and I don't want to judge him off of one game. But I also don't see how anyone saw him improve. I mean, we haven't played since. And
I saw your face, Vish, and I immediately started laughing.
I mean, look, I'm not ripping the kid out, because again, no. It was one game. It's a weird situation. You know, a lot of kids aren't playing the bowl game. It's a mess. The field is a baseball field. Yeah. Playing on mud. There's all these reasons why he might have performed poorly and be a much better player. But until I see him play better, like, I don't have confidence that he should be on the field.
I get it. It's
but with that said, as Jeff said, you're talking about the backups. Like, 4 of the starters are locked in for sure.
Yeah.
You know, really some of the top in the ACC. It's that other position, you know, that 5th one, which might be Samson, you know, might be McCoy. Maybe it's Luis if he really, like, works his way up.
Maybe it's Tommy Kinsler.
Kinsler.
It's a good problem to have, I think.
Yeah, it's Tommy Kinsler. It could be Derek Plaz. Like, I mean, there's guys we could work in there, right? But really, you don't want to go past 6-7 deep on this line right now, which is fine, because there are guys. I mean, we talked about McCoy, right? He can play guard and tackle. So you can get away with 6-7 because you can rotate into multiple positions and still get guys off the field. We're probably still a year or two away from – in fact, not roster-wise, Jazz, which is what you were getting at. You know, the 2 deep is there roster-wise. Just some of these kids are still young.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't necessarily want to play Bell. Them. Markel Bell, you know, Tinalau Plaz, Antonio Tripp. Those guys are not really, you don't want to be starting them this year, but next year, sure. And so those are guys you hope by the end of the year, you know, you're working them in. Because one of the things we haven't had the luxury of doing, we saw this last year too, is, you know, in competitive games, we couldn't rotate. Because, like, the drop-off was, you know, I think we're getting to the stage where we can start rotating. So, you know, give this guy it's a competitive game in the 4th quarter. Yeah, like, you know, if someone needs a blow, yeah, get McCoy in there, right? It's fine. He'll be fine.
Yep.
And that's something we haven't been able to do. So we're getting closer to there, but I mean, the last game we played, Luis Cristobal was really poor.
Nobody played in that game. But I expect them to be.
Well, that's the only time he's really played. So again, it's not fair to him either, because again, it's one game. There was a lot of crap going on there.
Starters didn't play.
Yeah, exactly. You're plugging someone in with a makeshift line.
Yeah,
it's not the same as, like, if you plug him in right now, you got the 4 other starters there. You know, his job becomes much easier when you're sitting, when you're, you know, you're playing guard and you're surrounded by so it's not fair to him, but based on what I saw last year, that's a different story.
I totally get it, for sure. For sure.
He is not the Joe Bay. He does have high IQ football though, so that is a Buckets joke. Joe Bay's family members found us.
Oh no!
Said he has, because we're like, he kind of needs to. And this is, by the way, this is a tangent coming from Coach L, where he's like, yeah, he needs a year or so of seasoning. He's not, you know, played at, you know, this level of basketball. And then we're like, yeah, he needs to, like, learn how to play at, like, this level. I think they found Melissa, but they found this burner account comes in. It's clearly from his family, and it's, you know, he's French, so, like, all the same in Spanish, like the nouns and verbs are all backwards. So they said, no, he has high IQ basket or whatever in that order. So it's become a running joke. So, I think it might have been IQ high basket. But anyway, so now that is now. So, no, so Luis Cristobal has IQ high football, I guess. I don't know how that works.
I'm kind of interested to see how Zach Carpenter gets developed by Alex Mirabal, because Mirabal loves a physical lineman, and Carpenter is a trenches guy. Obviously, you know, he's very physical coming from the Big Ten, coming from Indiana. So I'm curious to see how Mirabal's coaching improves his play.
That's actually a great point, because, like, last year we brought Matt Lee in as a transfer. He plugged in seamlessly.
Yeah.
One of our best offensive line. I think we're all just assuming that Carpenter is going to come in here and plug in. And
he's not, like, as good as Matt Lee was.
We're assuming, I think in our heads, like, we got transfer Big Ten.
He's good, but he's not. Matt Lee.
I think, he's not. And I think that's.
But what helps us is the guys that he has around.
Yeah,
right? The guys that he has around are really good, so that should help. Before I get out of here, I mean, Blue kind of stole my thunder with Elijah Lofton. So I'm going to go with the less obvious, and I'm going to go Riley Williams. Riley Williams, I think he's got a shot to be productive. But if Elijah Arroyo continues to get hurt, which I would hate for that to happen, cross my fingers it doesn't happen, he's elite. But if he can't be on the field, then who cares how elite you are? So give me the next guy up, which is Riley Williams for me, and then and go from there. We'll see you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow we got F1. We got baseball, man. There's more baseball. Commits coming in.
More commits. And
we are getting close to a actual functional team here. So,
and my good friend, actually is now the new strength and conditioning coach over there for baseball, too. That's so awesome. I'm excited to talk about that. But I'll see you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yep. All right.
See you guys.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.